Watch, abortion activist hands out Justice Clarence Thomas home address to protesters. By Catherine Hamilton on June 24, 2022. An abortion activist was caught on camera reportedly handing out the home address of Justice Clarence Thomas to protesters after the Supreme Court released a decision Friday overturning Roe v. Wade. Chairman of Maricopa County Young Republicans Luke Mosiman posted a video to Twitter of his interaction with an abortion activist who was allegedly passing out Thomas's address to threaten the Supreme Court justice. Watch. In the video, Mosiman can be heard confronting the activist and asking them why they were planning to protest at Thomas's home. "That goes against the Republic and the system," Mosiman said. "Why would you do such a thing? I would never do that if I disagreed with the case." The activist replied saying, "All I can say is that you know, we go out there, the police are out there. If it was an issue, they'd probably arrest us." Mosiman told the activist that attempting to intimidate justices at their homes is an assault on democracy. "I hope you get arrested tonight," Mosiman added. "What else can I say?" Justice Thomas, who is widely regarded as the most conservative Supreme Court justice, joined Justice Samuel Alito's majority opinion to overturn the court's 1973 Roe v. Wade decision and return the issue of abortion laws and regulations to state legislatures. Alito wrote, "Abortion presents a profound moral question. The Constitution does not prohibit the citizens of each state from regulating or prohibiting abortion. Roe and Casey arrogated that authority. We now overrule those decisions and return the authority to the people and their elected representatives." Thomas wrote a concurring opinion, arguing that the right to contraception or gay marriage should, in the future, be placed on different and more solid constitutional footing, because he believes that substantive due process is a doctrine that can easily be abused by the Supreme Court. Despite fear-mongering from Democrats, Thomas noted that the Dobbs ruling only applies to abortion. Even so, the pro-abortion group Ruth Sent Us, who previously published the justices' supposed home addresses online for radical protesters to locate, called protesters to gather outside of Justice Thomas' home on Friday. The group retweeted a screenshot of Thomas's concurring opinion and wrote, "Tonight, the road to overturning Roe has been rocky, especially after an unknown source leaked a Dobbs draft opinion in May. An unprecedented breach of an institution crucial to upholding the United States Constitution. Following the leak, leftists violently protested, and extremists destroyed and vandalized pro-life centers around the country. They also vandalized churches and participated in threatening protests at the home of conservative justices in violation of federal law. These threats culminated in what was almost an assassination attempt of Justice Brett Kavanaugh, which went seemingly unnoticed by President Joe Biden, who did not speak out to condemn it, and has led to rapid action on a new federal law to protect the justices." Another radical pro-abortion group called Jane's Revenge announced plans to carry out a night of rage following the decision. Jane's Revenge has claimed responsibility for many of assaults on pro-life centers. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, RCA, called on President Biden to direct the Justice Department to deter and prevent violence against Supreme Court justices, churches, and pro-life pregnancy centers. "President Biden has a constitutional duty to keep Americans safe. He must direct the Justice Department to deter and prevent violence against Supreme Court justices, churches, and pro-life pregnancy centers. Now. Before it's too late," McCarthy wrote. The case is Dobbs v. Jackson Women's Health Organization, number 19-1392 in the Supreme Court of the United States.